I invite you to stand and join me as we recite together the prayer for illumination found in your bulletin. Let us pray. Open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that we, like the shepherds, might hear with joy the good news of Christ's birth for us and for all the world. Through Jesus Christ, your word made flesh. Amen.
Hear now this reading from the Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is the mystery of the incarnation, the word of God for the people of God. On Christmas Eve, we have two services here at West End. One is at 4 o'clock, which is child-led. We had children and angel and shepherd and cow costumes up here, and it's very lively, very energetic. And then we have this service, which comes at the end of the evening when it's a little harder for us to get back out of the house and make our way here, and so it's a little quieter, a little more subdued. So I thought to get the energy level up, I'd like to have a very quick Christmas movie quiz, okay? I'm going to give you a line from a famous Christmas movie, and you just say out loud what the movie is, okay? I'll start with an easy one. "God bless us, everyone." Christmas Carol. It's actually a book, I know, but it's also a movie. How about this one? "Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building and loan. It's a Wonderful Life." Don't I sound like Jimmy Stewart? Yes, thank you. You would say that anyway. All right, how about this one for the younger folks? Santa's got a brand new bag. Elf. I love that. It's my favorite line of the whole movie. And finally, from my favorite Christmas special, every Christmas it's the same. I always end up playing a shepherd. Charlie Brown Christmas. Extra credit if you know the name of the character who said it. Shermie. His only line in the whole Christmas special. And yet, there's something about that one line in the Charlie Brown Christmas special that I found very profound. Every Christmas it's the same. I always end up playing a shepherd. There's something about the way Luke tells the story of Christ's birth that invites us all to place ourselves in the role of the shepherd. We're all invited up on that hillside, way out in the middle of nowhere in Judea, at night, gathered around a circle with the other shepherds. Luke tells us just a few verses about Jesus' birth, and then he goes on for two paragraphs about what happens to the shepherds. And that's his way, I think, of inviting us into the story. So let us step into this story tonight and join Shermie in playing a part of a shepherd. As I think about the shepherd's experience, there's so many different ways to think through their story and what's important and how it speaks to us and how they're like us in so many ways. But as I've pondered their experience this year, the question I have for tonight is, where did they get their joy? What was the source of the joy that they felt that night? As they went away from the manger, glorifying and praising God and rejoicing at all that they had seen and experienced. Because if you look at it through the world's eyes, there's not much about the shepherds' lives that was changed. They left the manger, they went back on the hillside, and went back to being shepherds. They didn't get rich. Their social status wasn't elevated. There wasn't much about their lives on the outside that changed at all. So where did their joy come from that night, and how did it change them? I want to know, because I want to experience joy too. I think many of us, if not all of us, who are gathered together on this night want to know joy. We want to have that deep sense of joy in our lives, in our daily living, regardless of the circumstances that we are walking through, whatever is going on in our lives. Is it possible to have joy and to know joy that nothing can take away from us? So where did the shepherds get their joy? Well, as I read the story, the key for me is in what the angels say to them on that night. The angel comes in the middle of the night. They are surrounded by the glory of God, and they're terrified. And the angel says to them, "Don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people. For to you this night is born a Savior." And then they begin to sing about peace on earth, goodwill to all people. Do you hear it in the angels' words? This rhythm of the very particular to the great universal, from the micro to the macro, from the personal to the creation. To you is born this night, the angel says. God has sent a messenger to the farthest flung places of the earth, the backcountry hillside of Judea, as far away from the seat of power and status that you could get from the Roman emperor who starts the story. These shepherds were nobodies. They were not respected in their culture. They worked at night. Parents didn't want their daughters marrying shepherds. Nobody trusted them. They were considered to be drunkards and obscene and smelly. And yet here the angel of the Lord comes to them. The glory of the God of the universe surrounds them and says, "I see you. I choose you. I have come all this way to find you and to be with you and to tell you the good news that I have come to the earth in a new way, in the form of this little baby, and you get to see him. So go and find him and share the good news with the world." So there's joy for these shepherds in knowing that their God sees them, that they have worth and value in the eyes of God just as they are. They didn't have to do anything. They didn't have to change themselves to be worthy. They were claimed and loved as they were. And then to hear that this child who is born is the Messiah, the Savior of the world, that through this child, God is bringing peace and reconciliation and justice and love and grace into the world for all people. What a source of joy to know that God lives and that God is at work in the world and that somehow God is inviting these shepherds to be part of that story and to share the good news. And so they went and they saw the baby. And the truth is, they probably never got to see Jesus as an adult. They never heard him preach. Their aches and pains weren't healed by Jesus. And yet they left that place changed forever, praising and glorifying God. And they were the first ones to announce to the world that the Christ had come. And so I wonder, can what happened to those shepherds that night happen to us too? Can we hear the good news as we gather on this Christmas Eve night, that the God of the universe has come to find you, has come to find me, that the glory of the Lord is all around us, and we don't have to do anything to prove our worth to God, for God has gone to great lengths to come and reach out and be with us in this child, to say to you this night, just as you are, I see you. I love you. I am for you. And can we hear the good news and believe it, that God is alive and God is at work in this world today, just as it is, in all of its brokenness and war and poverty and strife and pain and hurt, that God has never left us and is at work in our world through God's people to bring about peace and reconciliation and justice and hope and healing. And God is inviting us to be part of that story and to share that good news. So, my friends, as our service continues, we will be invited to come to the table just as we are, to receive in the bread and in the cup the grace that is offered to us without our having to prove ourselves, just because God has come to us in Christ. And then we'll be invited to go up from the table and sing together as we leave this place, joy to the world. May that joy be within you this night. May it never leave you, no matter the circumstances of your life. And may you go from this place to sing it to the world in your own unique melody, that the good news will continue to spread throughout the world. Joy to the world. Thanks be to God.